Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, I'll be going over the Sunday night game, the Monday night game, and our waiver wire picks for the week. Before I get started, I do want to say for the next month, excluding next week, we'll be doing the weekly review episodes a little different. So on Sundays, we'll be doing the 1 and 4 o'clock games. We'll be recording that day. And then on Tuesdays, I'll be doing the Sunday night, Monday night, and waiver wire picks. All right, to get started, the Lions-Eagles game. I mean, we predicted that to be a low-scoring game. It wasn't a good game at all. Gibbs was pretty involved in the pass game with 5 catches for 107, but was very bad in the rush game with 12 rushes for 39. I mean, I expected a little bit more from Gibbs, but I mean, the receiving side really carried him fantasy-wise. Jameson Williams had a great game, 4 catches, 88 and a touchdown. I mean, there just wasn't many bright spots in that game, and like, that was really one of the very few ones. The Dallas and Raiders game, I mean, just Dallas steamrolled Vegas. I mean, that was really bad. Vegas got killed. Dak went off for 4 touchdowns, 268 yards. Javonte had a really good game, 23 rushes, 93 yards. That's over 4 yards per carry. I mean, still a good game. Not great fantasy-wise, but I mean, yeah. George Pickens killed it, 9 catches, 144 and a touchdown. He was on fire. CeeDee had a decent game, 5 catches, 66 and a touchdown. I mean, Dallas offense was on fire. Vegas could not stop them at all. They killed them. Brock Bowers was just one of the very few bright spots on that team. He had 7 catches for 72 yards, 12 targets. Trey Tucker had a good game, or I wouldn't say good. It was an all right game, 4 catches, 47 and a touchdown. That was a bad game by Vegas. I mean, that was as bad as it gets. They need to do something. I don't know. Just that was a terrible performance, an embarrassing performance. They got smacked around. I expected the Raiders to be bad, but I didn't expect Dallas to be as good. Just bad game for the Raiders. Inexcusable, I'd say. The Dallas defense does look a lot better with Quinnen Williams. He had, I think, 5 pressures in like the first half, which is crazy. Our waiver wire picks. So the first one we have is Alec Pierce. He's still 49% in Yahoo, 36 in ESPN. I know he just had his bye week. I think he's going to be really involved in the Chiefs game. He's been killing it. We also like Harold Fannin. He's still pretty involved. It's the questionable QB play on the Browns that's really holding them back. Does it get better with Shitter possibly playing this week? I'm not sure. We'll see what it looks like when he's actually game planned for. But, I mean, it wouldn't. I mean, I think he's definitely worth a start. He'll definitely get his targets. Tess Johnson. He did not have his best week last week, but I think he can bounce back. They're playing the Rams. It's going to be a big passing game for them again. Hopefully, Bucky is there. Bucky is playing to, I guess, open up the playbook, open up the pass game, open up the run game, make it more of a evened out offense, which will open up things for those pass catchers. Michael Wilson, he was on fire last week. I think it was like 15 catches for almost 200 yards. He killed it. That's an understatement. He was on fire. I think there's a chance of Marvin Harrison Jr. being out again this week. So if he is, Michael Wilson's definitely is a must play. Even if he isn't playing, or if Marvin Harrison Jr. is playing, I think that game could have gotten him more, get him more involved in that pass offense. Christian Watson, he had a really good game. They just need to get him the ball more. He's a great player. I mean, it sucks saying that, but he is really good, and he's very underused, undervalued in that offense. I think they're just really, the Packers really need Jaden Reed back. And, I don't know how much longer he has, but they just really need him. But they need to utilize Christian Watson. He's very undervalued on that team. Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard's been playing terrible. Tajay has been very involved in this pass-catching offense. If you're really struggling at running back, he wouldn't be a bad option to grab. And then Chris Rodriguez. It looks like he's taking the reins as the RB1. Kroski Merritt has just not looked good at all. I mean, he's looked terrible. And it's just looking like Rodriguez is taking that RB1 spot. He's been getting the goal line carries, I'm pretty sure. If you're struggling at running back still and you need a replacement for Kroski Merritt, Chris Rodriguez is probably a worthwhile option if you're really struggling. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed the episode and are listening on podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're listening on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment what you guys think. Thank you.